to handle anything that comes my way.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's really good to be back here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are in Matthew chapter 6, and we are going to continue from where we left off last week. We left off at verse 23 of Matthew chapter 6, which said, "If your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" So, people of God, we don't want to have darkness in us. We want the light of Christ to be shining through us. If our eye is bad, no light can penetrate it. And the whole body will be in darkness. If our hearts are evil, people of God, we want to have pure hearts. If our hearts are evil and there is no place for the word of God to take root, we will all be walking in darkness. And darkness represents sin. We will all be walking in sin. And if the light in us, if therefore, he said, the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? So if we say we have Christ living in us, who is light? And we continue to practice sin, we are misleading all those who are looking to us for guidance. We are misleading all those who are looking to us for guidance. People of God, we don't want to be misleading anyone. We want to point them to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. So we are going to continue in verse 24. But before we go to verse 24, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for this opportunity, O God, to bring forth your word. Thank you, O God, for your people who take time out, O God, to come to hear your word. We thank you that you are always faithful to us. You are always true. And, O God, your word is truth. So we pray right now that as your word comes forth, O God, truth, O God, Almighty Lord, will find that place in the hearts of your people. And, O God, we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we will go forth in power to do your will. We pray in the name of Jesus that the light of your word will continue to guide us, that we will live the word, O God. Our actions, O God, Almighty Lord, will line up with the word that we are speaking, and that others will see you and glorify your name. We pray that we will not mislead anyone, Almighty God, but we will be true ambassadors for you. Oh God, we will go forth and represent you well. Have your way in us this evening, and may your perfect will be done, not ours, but yours, we pray, as we look to you and give thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. So we continue in Matthew chapter 6, the gospel writings of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 24. Jesus continued on his teachings. And if we learn the words of Jesus, if we learn the laws of the kingdom, people of God, and practice them, then we will always be standing. Our faith will remain strong. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So let us hear God's word and purpose in our hearts to practice what he says. And we will be men and women of God who will stand firm, even in the midst of persecution, even in the midst of suffering, we will still be proclaiming the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to go to verse 24 of Matthew 6. The word said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Look on the word cannot. It's not possible, Jesus is saying. It's not possible for you to serve God and mammon. And mammon there means riches or material things. So Jesus said we can't serve two masters. So it comes to a place, people of God, where we have to choose. We have to decide. Is it Jesus Christ our master? Or is it our material things? What is master in you? I'm asking that question this evening. What is master in you? Or who is your master? Is it Jesus Christ? Or is it your material wealth? So we have to come to understand the words of Jesus. He said, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. Who are we loyal to? Or what are we loyal to? You cannot serve God and mammon. It's impossible for you to serve God and material things. So we have to come to understand, people of God, that we have to make that decision. We have to make that decision. It's the hour. This is the time when we make that decision that we cannot serve God and material things. We have to let go of one. Let go of one, and we pray that we will let go of the material things. We will let go of those things that hold us in bondage, serving material things and trying to get more and more and more and become greedy and covetous and trying to get more and more and not being rich in Christ. We need to be rich in Christ. So no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot. It's not possible for you to serve God and mammon. Mammon means riches or material things. We're going to reference Matthew 19, 16 through 22. The rich young ruler. We have heard that story over and over. But let us look again on the story of the rich young ruler. Matthew 19, 16 through 22. The word of God said, now behold, one came and said to him. Him there meaning Jesus. So this man came and spoke to Jesus. He said, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? So he said to him, that is Jesus speaking, he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. He said to him, which ones? So this man felt good at this time. Which ones? Jesus said, you shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 20 said, the young man said to him, all these things have I kept from my youth. What do I still lack? So this young man, even though he was so rich and trying to live the law, I have to say trying, for no man can live it perfectly, trying to live the law, he still asks this question, what do I still lack? There was an emptiness in the life of this man. He was still empty, even though he was rich. The word said he was a rich man. He came to Jesus. He was rich, material things. But he said, what do I still lack? So people of God, spiritually, he was impoverished. He was lacking, people of God, his soul was lacking. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him, look at Jesus' answer in 21. If you want to be perfect, that perfect there means complete. Go. You're lacking something, that means you're not complete. So Jesus said, if you want to be perfect, if you want to be complete, go sell what you have and give to the poor. This will make you complete, man. Go sell what you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and come follow me. Go sell what you have. These riches have you in bondage. This riches is your master. That's what Jesus was saying. Go sell it. Get rid of it. And come and give to the poor. Do charitable deeds. Get rid of the riches. Sell it and give the money. Give the goods to the poor. And you will have what? Treasures in heaven. Your heavenly account will be full. You will be rich towards God. That's what Jesus was actually saying. You will have treasures in heaven. And come follow me. But look on the response of this young rich ruler. But the young man heard that saying. The young man heard that saying. He went away sorrowful, people of God, for he had great possessions. So his possessions possessed him. And he didn't want to let go of his possessions. His possessions possessed him. He didn't want to let go to follow Jesus. And people of God, many of us are in that same position. We don't want to let go of the things that are choking the very life out of us. Jesus himself spoke of the seed of the word that fall on that ground where there are thorns and thistles. And the word of God said, Jesus was interpreting the parable to his followers. He said, the deceitfulness of riches and the cares of this life choke the very word out of you. So we see this young man went away sorrowful. He was convicted. He now knew what he had to do, but he chose not to let go of the riches and follow Jesus. So Jesus was making it clear in Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters. For either he's going to hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one. This rich young ruler was loyal to his earthly possessions. He was loyal to his riches, people of God. Material things had him in their grips. He was a slave to the material things. He couldn't let go. He went away sorrowful. He truly wanted to follow Jesus. So that's why he came and called him good teacher. What shall I do to have eternal life? But people of God, he preferred to hold on to the things here on earth and lose his eternal life. And people of God, the word is saying to us today, we have to make a choice. We have to make a choice. Are we going to hold on to material things and lose our soul? What will it profit us, Jesus said, if we should gain this whole world and lose our soul? People of God, we don't want to gain this whole world. Material things must not have a hold on us. People of God, if the Lord blesses us with material things, it's to help us to live that life here on earth and also to help others. So it's not for us to hold on to in such a way that it becomes our God. We can't serve two masters, Jesus said. It's either we're going to love one and hate the other. We can't serve God and material things. So we have to make that choice. Make that choice. Make that decision. This is the time to make that decision. Am I going to put God first in my life? Is he going to take the highest place in my life? Is he going to be Lord of all? People of God, Jesus Christ saves us. But he also wants to be master, our Lord of our lives. Many times we say, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, many times he's just Savior. He's not Lord of our lives. We want him to be Lord of our lives. We want him to take control of every area of our lives, people of God. That we can reflect him in every area of our lives. Bringing honor and glory to his great name. We are called people of God to reflect the image of Christ wherever we go. We are called to conform to his image, not to the image of the world. The world is bound up in materialism. We are called to imitate Christ and to live that life that truly counts. We can't serve two masters. Either we're going to love one and hate the other. Look at verse 25 of Matthew 6. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? So Jesus was saying, it's not the life. So Jesus was saying not to worry, not to become anxious about food or drink, about clothing. He asks a question. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Jesus was saying that the life in him, the new life in Christ Jesus, after we are born again, people of God, we now have a new life in him. We are born from above. Now we are spirit born. So we have a new life in him. His new nature comes to live in us. We are born again. So it is more than physical food now that we need. We need to have that spiritual food. We need to have that closeness in Christ Jesus. So we know that, people of God, we don't have to worry about what we are going to eat or drink or what we are going to put on. Because, people of God, our Father knows how to take care of his children. So the body, the word of God tells us, is more than clothing. Our body has now become the temple, the dwelling place of God. The Holy Spirit comes to live with us and in us. He is now residing in us. So the body is more than all the beautiful clothes that we wear. Externally, we can be beautiful people of God. But we want to be people who are adorned inside. We want to be people who are reflecting Christ in every area of our lives. Christ himself is our spiritual sustenance, people of God. So we have to remember not to be anxious, not to worry about material things, food, drink, clothing. The word tells us in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer, supplication and thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will keep our hearts. It will guard our hearts, people of God. The Holy Spirit is here to guard our hearts and to keep us from worrying and fretting and being anxious and being fearful. So we have to come to that place of being completely yielded to the Holy Spirit. Christ is the one who sustains us. The word tells us in John 6:35, and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst. So we, people of God, have to put our trust in Jesus. Trust him completely to sustain us in every area. And don't worry about what we are going to eat or drink or what we are going to put on. So we also see, people of God, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by the enemy, that the enemy wanted him to command stones to become bread. And Jesus himself responded, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So let us come to understand that we are called, people of God, to live by God's word, to understand and to believe God's word, so that we can know without a doubt that our God will take care of us. He will take care of all our physical needs, our emotional needs. Every need will be met because we are complete in Christ Jesus. So we are to stay in that relationship with him and come to understand that he is our sustenance. He is the one who sustains us day and night. So he's calling us from that state of anxiety to a place of complete trust, a place of complete rest in him. Look at verse 26 of Matthew 6. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, now gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? That's a question. Look on the birds. So Jesus must be sitting there teaching and seeing the birds flying by. He said, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. They don't do any work. But yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? This is not saying that we shouldn't work. Each and every one of us who have the ability, let us work and let us know that we are called to work so that we do not lack these things that we need physically, people of God. God has given us that ability to work. But he said, don't worry. Look at them. The birds are carefree. They are out there carefree. They don't have to do any work. But their heavenly Father takes care of them. And so our heavenly Father will take care of us. He will give us the ability so that we can go do our work. But we must have a balance in our lives. We must have a balance, people of God. We don't spend all the time working and no time even set apart to worship God. So we have to understand that the Lord is calling us to have the right perspective, the right mindset, and to know that he is our heavenly Father and he takes care of his children. Look at verse 27 of Matthew 6. Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? What was Jesus saying to his followers at this time? Look, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to your stature? Think of it. Which of you by worrying? He was asking them, tell me, which of you by worrying can really tell me of the result of worrying? Can it bring an increase in your lives? Tell me. Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? Can you add 18 inches to your height? And what he's saying, can your worry bring forth good results? No. Which of you by worrying can bring an increase in your life? It will not bring any increase, people of God. Worry will only bring on diseases in our lives that will hamper the full life we can have in Christ. I remember one of my students, she did a paper and she was writing and she had something to write and was not worrying. And she said something, it was so profound. She said, worry will take you to the hospital and will check out and leave you. So let us come to understand, people of God, we are called not to worry. Jesus is reminding us not to worry. Not to be anxious for anything, but with prayer, with supplication and thanksgiving, make our request known to our Father. He will take care of us. Worrying cannot bring forth any increase in our lives, people of God. It cannot result in any increase. It results in decrease because it causes us to become sick. And we have to even spend more money running to the doctor. Because we are so stressed out and worried over the cares of this life. Jesus is calling us away, oh people of God. Come away with me. Come rest in me. Cast your cares on me, for I care for you. Cast your burden on me, and I will sustain you. People of God, we have to come to that place of understanding God's word and applying it to our lives daily. Then we can find that sweet peace and rest that comes from him. When we worry, we cannot increase. We cannot bring no increase to our lives, but we decrease because we cannot live the wholesome life that God has called us to live. Look at verse 28 of Matthew 6. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. So Jesus was saying, why worry about clothing? Look at the lilies of the field, how they are so beautiful. And they do not work to beautify themselves. This is the work of God. He is the creator. He is the sustainer, people of God. And we see, people of God, all the very beautiful plants that he makes out there. He is the one who beautifies them. The lilies of the field, the plants of the field don't have to be doing any work. God himself takes care of them. So we as God's people must rely on him to take care of us. And he will give us health and strength to do what we have to do daily so we can walk in this wholesome life that Christ has prepared for us. Look on verse 29 of Matthew 6. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. So Jesus was making reference to the lilies. Look on the lilies. Not even Solomon. Solomon, who was the richest man on earth, the richest man that ever lived, was not even him, was adorned. You remember Solomon always wear all these magnificent clothes in. He was always so well arrayed and well adorned. But Jesus was saying that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, in all his glory, was arrayed, was adorned like one of these plants. People of God, we must listen to what Jesus is saying to us in these words. Look on verse 30 of Matthew 6. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field. Listen to what Jesus is saying. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? People of God, let us stop here. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, God so take care of the plants of the field, the lilies and all the other plants are taken care of by God. He sends rain and sunshine and give them all the nutrients they need, and they're beautiful. Today, they are so beautiful. But tomorrow, they are dried up. Tomorrow, they are dried up and they are thrown into the fire and they burn. They are just here for a time, people of God. But if God so clothes them, he so clothes the grass of the field, which is so bright and beautiful today, but tomorrow is dried up and thrown into that fire. Jesus asks this question, will he not much more clothe you? Will he not much more clothe his own children? We are his children. Those who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ has now become his children. So will he not much more clothe you? He takes care of the plants out there, which is just for a while they dry up and are thrown in the fire. Will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So Jesus was saying to his followers, when we become anxious and worried and fretful and fearful, we have little faith. Faith and worry don't work together. So if worry is there, then we know that we have little faith. So we ask God to help us to be people who do not worry or fret about what is going to happen next, but we put our complete trust in Jesus Christ, our Lord. God bless you all. We'll stop here and continue next week. But let us pray as we end. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you for reminding us not to be anxious, not to be worried about what we shall eat or drink or what we shall put on. We pray today in the name of Jesus, we will come to understand that you are our caretaker. You are our good Father, and we put our trust in you. Have your way in us, O God. Change our minds and our thoughts and make us more like you as we look to you and give thanks. And we pray in the name of Jesus, and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Blessings to all.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.